News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Conor Sheehan, Labour TD for Limerick, is to introduce a bill calling for the mandatory broadcasting of all local authority meetings. Now, this happens in some local authorities already, but it isn't ubiquitous across the country. And it comes in the wake of that controversial meeting last week involving the Mayor of Limerick, John Moran. And Conor Sheehan joins us now. Conor, it is all well and good to make this available for live streaming, but who's going to watch?
Good morning, Aunt Clun, and a very good morning to your listeners. I suppose the first thing I would say is I think this is really important for transparency and trust in democracy, so that if people, A, want to tune in to a council meeting, they can. And if they want to watch it back, they're able to do this in an easily accessible fashion and in a way that is the exact same, notwithstanding which local authority they want to watch back a meeting of. Because at the moment, under the Local Government Act, which was set out in 2001, the definition of a record of the meeting refers to the minutes of the meeting. And some councils, like, say, South Dublin, it's very easy. You go on the website, two or three clicks, and you can either watch the meeting or watch back any of the previous meetings. But I know with other local authorities and Limerick, you can watch the meeting if you request a link beforehand that's sent to you in advance by corporate services, but you can't actually watch back meetings.
Who do you think wants to watch back the meetings?
Well, I think the public have an interest in this. I think people who want to see, for example, how local government works. I think people, for example, if they have an issue with the decision that was made or with the conduct of an individual or a group of individuals or the rationale for a decision at a council meeting that affects their lives, that they can click back and watch it. I mean, you can watch the Oireachtas back. You can watch the Oireachtas.
But there's a case in
voice,
Conor. You can watch the Oireachtas back, but almost nobody does.
Well, I think some people do. I know from talking to older people in my own constituency, they often tell me when I'm out canvassing that they like to watch Oireachtas TV. But like, for me, this isn't about ratings or the number of people. This is
about
trust.
You have old people in your constituency who, when you come to the door, they say, I love to sit and in front of my computer and watch Oireachtas live streams.
Well, some older people have told me they love to watch Oireachtas TV, for example. And that is something I've come across when I've been out canvassing. But this, I suppose, is about making sure that if people want to, that the option is there, that it's about breaking down another barrier that is there between people and their local representatives. Like, and I suppose the reason I want to do this as well is since COVID, for example, all local authorities actually have the technology there to do this because they had to bring it in order to facilitate members to attend meetings remotely. So this is about literally just activating that technology in a way that makes it easier for the public to tune into council meetings. I mean, okay, there are no cost implications for this, if that makes sense.
We will see what the reaction is when the bill goes before the House. That is Conor Sheehan, who is Labour TD for Limerick City.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.